South Africa's first ever request for emergency funding from the IMF has been granted 70 billion rand with conditions to help address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the economy. Citizens in the meantime have asked for measures to be put in place to safeguard the money from potential looting. Busi Mavuso, who's CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, joins us on the line now with her take on it all. Thanks so much, Busi, for your time this evening. So you said in an open letter in May that for too many years, government and management of the SA economy was bedeviled by ideological debates, where the leaders in the governing ANC have lived in a world that they want and not one that's shaped by reality, that capital has many homes. Now that the state has gotten this IMF loan, how much on the right track does it put South Africa?
Thank you very much, Alicia. Look, I think it doesn't do much for the fiscal crisis that we are facing as a country. I think we all heard Finance Minister Tito Mboweni in the June emergency budget, where he was talking about the fact that in the next 3 years, South Africa is going to be facing a sovereign debt crisis if we don't rein in our debt and if we actually don't grow our tax base. And I think those issues still remain, you know, the biggest concern in the South African context. It was actually very surprising for me, you know, in the media release that was issued by the IMF regarding this loan, they are actually nudging South Africa, you know, to ensure, encouraging us to ensure that we implement the specific reform commitment as we had outlined before, and they said that if this can come in at the October medium-term budget speech, they think that this will be a critical step to support the credibility of the reform efforts, and this should be followed by steadfast implementation. You know, they are also talking about the pressing need for South Africa to ensure that we achieve debt sustainability, and so that we can start dealing with the fiscal crisis and the economic crisis that we're actually implementing. And as much as there are no conditionality to this loan, because then it is a loan that is given to actually deal with the relief, or rather with the crisis that we are facing, it's funny, you know, that they should actually be leading us or be guiding us in terms of what needs to be done, what they'd like to see in October, you know, what are some of the things that we need to pay attention to, and. So for me, that is very telling, Alicia.
The fear has always been in some quarters that these loans, as you say, come with very stringent criteria and that Treasury will lose control of its spending, and in turn, the country would lose its sovereignty as well, as these institutions dictate how these loans are spent. But you're highlighting here that it's not so much the conditionality, it's the limits that have been set to spending that could possibly be a good thing.
It will be a good thing, but I wish that it actually came with a lot more straight jacketing. I don't think that is a straight jacketing enough. Interestingly enough, the sentiment, by the way, in the local market and in the international market is that these funds are going to be stolen. Now, how embarrassing is it, you know, that that is what we are known for as a country? And so much so that in our letter of intent as South Africa for IMF to give us this money, we actually had to commit that we are actually going to ensure that accountability and transparency is key in terms of how we manage the funds. We had to give that commitment in writing, otherwise we are not going to receive this money.
Where are your confidence levels sitting in terms of South Africa actually being able to get that right? Because some are still arguing that the risks are pretty high for things to go awry here if the holes in the leaking bucket aren't plugged very quickly.
Confidence levels, Alicia, in the negative. I don't see South Africa actually, you know, putting strict measures and actually acting decisively in as far as corruption is concerned in this country. We've been talking about this thing for many years now, you know, and I thought that the president should have actually made an example with his chief of staff, the chief of staff, Gusela Diko, you know, instead of giving her a leave of absence. He should have fired her, you know, to send a strong message, because this was the same president that was on the news last week, Thursday, you know, talking for 20 minutes about corruption and how government is now going to act up on it and. Yeah. And now the next thing we know, you know, he's giving this woman leave of, not even a suspension, a leave of absence. Now, what do you think that says, you know, in terms of incentivizing those that are busy embarking on corruption to actually stop? It's not, you know, dissuading them at all. So I don't see this changing, you know, in as far as corruption is concerned. I think the president really has to get his act together in as far as reining in corruption is concerned. Acknowledging it, Alicia, is not good enough. He's going to have to start acting so that then people can see that he really means business. Well, and, you know, the IMF is concerned, the international community is concerned, the local community is concerned. It's a mess. It's really a mess. Well, so very low confidence levels for myself, you know, to see this government being hard on transparency and accountability. I don't see it happening.
Well, hopefully the right levers start getting pulled very quickly, especially with, you know, an organization like the IMF's eyes intently on the country right now and the way we spend and do business. Let's leave it there. Busi, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, CEO of Business Leadership South Africa, Busi Mavuso.